Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says the whistleblower who sparked the impeachment probe against him needs to testify to Congress. AP Sagar Magani reports.
A lawyer says the whistleblower is willing to answer written questions from Republicans, but the president says that's unacceptable, tweeting the person must be brought forward. That came after a weekend of growing efforts by the president and allies to unmask the person's identity. He says the news media knows who it is and doesn't want to report it.
You'd be doing the public a service if you did.
Meantime, the National Security Council's lead lawyer is expected to defy a subpoena to appear today before impeachment investigators. Three other White House witnesses scheduled for depositions today are not expected to show up either. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Clashes have erupted on a third major bridge in central Baghdad. Today, security forces are trying to keep anti-government protesters from crossing the Tigris River in the direction of the Green Zone, where the government is headquartered. Dozens of protesters could be seen running through the streets, some of them carrying wounded people as gunshots echoed in the background. Reuters reports five people were killed in today's clashes. The European Union says it's still committed to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, even as that deal continues to collapse following Washington's withdrawal from the agreement. Earlier Monday, Iran broke further from the agreement by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. The announcement comes on the 40th anniversary of the 1979 U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. Dense, noxious smog continues to envelop the Indian capital and surrounding areas Monday. Pollution levels in New Delhi are at a three-year high. Brazil's president says the worst is yet to come, with an oil spill that has affected more than 200 beaches on the country's coast. From Washington, this is VOA News. Vietnamese police have arrested eight more suspects in connection with the truck container deaths in southeastern Britain. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say the eight were arrested Sunday on charges of organizing people smuggling overseas as the probe into the October tragedy continues. British authorities charged with trying to identify the remains of the dead are working with officials in Vietnam to find out more about people who are thought to have been in transit to England. It had been confirmed by police on Friday that all of those found in the refrigerated truck container were Vietnamese. Police had initially believed they were Chinese. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police say a 48-year-old knife-wielding man who slashed two people and bit off part of the ear of a local politician during weekend protests has been arrested, along with two men who attacked him in return. Five people were injured, including two who are in critical condition. After talking about it for 2 years, President Trump can finally formally start withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I followed through on my promise to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
That was President Trump, June 8, 2017. But technically, the U.S. is still in. The terms of the Paris Agreement say no country can withdraw in the first 3 years. It took effect November 4, 2016, so that means today is the first day the U.S. can start the withdrawal process. A letter to the U.N. will trigger it, and it will take a year to complete. That'll be the day after the 2020 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
McDonald's chief executive officer has left the company after violating company policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The fast food giant said former president and CEO Steve Easterbrook demonstrated poor judgment. McDonald's forbids managers from having romantic relationships with direct or indirect reports. In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledged he had a relationship with an employee and said it was a mistake. McDonald's board of directors voted on Easterbrook's departure Friday after conducting a thorough review. The board of directors named Chris Kempczinski, who recently served as president of McDonald's USA, as its new president and CEO. Julie Walker, New York.
A 16-nation trade initiative backed by China is pushing ahead as India, facing fierce domestic opposition to its market opening requirements, stands aside. Leaders of countries involved in the trade deal say they have resolved differences, but India was not in agreement. 7 years after talks began, the signing of a final deal was pushed back to next year. Wall Street's three main indexes opened at all-time highs on Monday as tech stocks gained on optimism over a U.S. trade deal and an improving domestic economy. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.